This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yankees have an issue with Volpe, as I dissected previous segment. The Giants in the draft Giants, Jets draft stuff from last night. Obviously, a couple of more rounds tonight. It's rounds two and round three from at 7. And then we get the, flush through a couple more rounds tomorrow. That's generally where you add some depth here. Knicks with a big win. Cat showed up like a demon. Gotta love it. By the way, Brett Beatty getting sent down. I don't love the timing of it. Hoff, did you have an issue with that real quick, the timing of it? Yeah, I know you're not a huge Beatty guy, but...
Oh, no, I loved it. It was perfect. It was sending a message that, hey, you want to stay up here. You got to keep on doing this, so go down and get it done.
But that doesn't make any sense to me. Because... If he was 1 for 20 and they sent him down, like, hey, you got to earn it. But if you got to keep doing it, but you don't give him the chance to keep doing it, that makes no sense.
Okay, but no, but there's no place for him to play right now here. Well, so he's going to be sitting on the bench and just waiting around for a turn. Keep on hitting down in the minors. Keep on playing hard.
Yeah.
And keep on working on your defense.
Like Vientos did a year ago.
Yeah,
sent them down,
yeah.
Hit bombs.
And then come back up. I love it because there is no spot. I got to be honest. Luis Angel Acuna has earned to play second base, to play center field, to be first called up on a bench spot.
No, I'm not fighting you on that. So he looks good.
Brett Beatty has nowhere to be on this team right now except for the minors.
Yeah, I mean, I want to push back. When you lay it out like that, I actually think that you're right. I guess my fundamental issue is that kid finally starts hitting well. Like his OPS like 940.
Hey, what took you so long, bro? Oh, wow. We've been here for 3 years.
Yeah.
Dude, he had a full season under his belt basically before this. So you're telling me in the first month he was playing like crap, but in six games, all of a sudden we're going to change our mind and be like, oh, wait, he is good.
No. I understand. Just when you turn around, Zach Wheeler and smash your first bomb and you're on a nice little 5 or 6 game run, where your OPS is like 940. I'm just saying it's a tough pill to swallow in terms of being sent down. But, from a logistics perspective, he's not a plus defender, can't run. If he's not hitting, he's not bringing a whole lot to the table. So that's why I say when you lay it out like that, Acuna, even with the injury to Siri, other things, McNeil, they're going to maybe he play a little center, which I don't love. McNeil's obviously a professional bat, which I don't know where he is at this point. But I get it. I just fundamentally, a young kid who you've had some hopes for over the years, finally starts to flash a little bit, and you send them down. But I get it. I do. Jimmy's in Bordentown. BT and Sound on the Fan. Jim, what's going on, Jim?
What's going on, guys? Let's start with the good, which is the Knicks last night.
Yes.
Awesome win. Must win. One thing, if we're going to nitpick a little bit, and I think you brought it up earlier in the show, is Josh Hart is more than a negative on offense. And I love the guy, but they're not even guarding him. So
I know.
He's shrinking the court on everybody. And I want to see, if that's going to be the case, the big man lineup with Mitch and Cat,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion, brings more to the table than a negative Josh Hart.
Because
you can't guard both.
I don't think Josh Hart is a starter on a team that's going to go to a championship. I love him coming off the bench.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? But I know what you mean because you see it where it's one thing not to shoot, to be a little reluctant because you're not very good at it, but he catches the ball behind the circle and he automatically turns away from the rim where he is a complete, like he's not even trying to fool the Pistons into thinking he might shoot.
It's legit hot potato, and if
it
you
is.
Watch it,
it is.
When they're playing defense, he could be on the weak side of the court.
Yep.
His defender is on the other side of the paint playing a two-man on Cat or whoever's got the ball.
I see it, dude.
It's
You're not
even close.
I know.
So, but let's go back to your point. We'll talk about the Yankees. grew up in a baseball family, married into a baseball family, nice. Played my whole life.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that I can break down a swing better than the Yankees. That's not what I'm here to say. But in speaking with a family friend who works in the Pirates organization, okay. they talked about how for years there's been talk that the Yankees' low-level development has been terrible with hitters, and it's all about exit velo
yep.
and launch angle.
I've heard
there's
that too.
No development.
I've heard that too, Jim. Yeah, I've heard that too. Yep.
So,
yep.
And if you look at Volpe, to my eye, and I'm once again not going to say I'm better than the Yankees,
mm-hmm.
but his front side is gone.
Yep.
So of course he's late to every fastball, and of course he can't hit anything on the outside. But what happens is he gets a little bit of confidence because his approach gets changed, and then he gets this false sense of security, and then he goes right back to what he was doing.
Yeah.
And then it takes a whole month to get him out of it. But
yeah.
the same thing's going on with Chisholm, and they're not changing him either. So it's like at a certain point, is it the Yankees or is it the players? Because you're seeing it with multiple players. It's not just Volpe. Chisholm's mm-hmm. late to everything.
It could be both, Jim. Honestly, the answer could be both. That's a good call. That is a good call. It's a good take. I agree with everything you said. You can see his front shoulder flying open, clear as day. You do that a little bit, you're cooked on the outside black. You do it like he does, you have no chance. And you know, I've heard that too about what the Yankees at the lower levels emphasize. I've definitely heard that. I've had some conversations with people around the game. And one thing that I've consistently heard, now they're trying to get away from this to their credit, they're trying to modify some stuff. But what I heard for a while was that, if there wasn't a pitch that you could elevate, okay, they were basically being instructed to not swing. And when you do that, okay, sometimes it's going to work out, then you do get the pitch to elevate and you crank it and you satisfy the exit velo and you hit a home run. Okay, fantastic. But when you let pitches that you can't necessarily elevate go, but they're strikes, well, now you're no longer in a position of power. So if I can't get under something, but I let it go, strike one. Now, advantage, boom, right to the pitcher. Now we could do a multitude of things, and I have less of a defense to what he's about to do. That's the essence of hitting. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. You want to be a good hitter? All right, you got to be blessed with certain hand-eye. Yeah, you're a good athlete. Oh, yeah, okay, fantastic. Differentiate a ball and a strike. Get an account where it's 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, 3-1. And I promise you will be a better hitter than the guy who is 0-1, 0-2, 1-2. Even 2-2 is dicey if no one's on base, So I don't know the answer in season. I just know that there is a problem, again, with Volpe. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal back on the Fan. We'll get the Giants dart calls. What do we expect today? Jets as well. Knicks last night. If you want to chime in on the Beatty stuff, you heard Hop from his perspective. You heard mine as well. And, of course, the Volpe stuff. So we got an hour to go before it's Evan and Tiki coming up at 2 on the Fan.